You know, special sessions of the legislature can be called by the governor if he deems it a dire emergency in state government. This provision in the Constitution gives the governor inherent advantage in a special session. The official proclamation calling for a special session allows the governor to set out specific matters when calling the session and requires legislators to address only those specific issues. A large number of special sessions were called in early years. Special sessions were part of the norm during the Wallace years. So therefore, the Alabama legislature had seen a lot of epic legislative battles, but none can approach the level of animosity reached in the 1965 special session called to consider a constitutional amendment permitting Alabama's constitutional officers to succeed themselves. To recap, Wallace had lost to John Patterson in 1958 and vowed that he would never be outsegged again. He immediately began his campaign for 62 and won as a segregationist. He stood in the schoolhouse door during that first term, and he also went all over the nation campaigning as the country's leading conservative segregationist. With the dawning of 1965, attention began to focus on the 66 governor's race. Three prominent players were already poised to run. Former state senators Ryan DeGraff and Reed, who finished second to Wallace in 62, Alabama Attorney General Richmond Flowers, and Congressman Carl Elliott were all certain to run. Big Jim Folsom was also a probability. All were more progressive than George Wallace on the race issue. Wallace realized that he needed to remain governor or he'd lose ground. Thus, a special session was called for September. Wallace was at the peak of his popularity and enjoyed immense support in the House. His succession bill was called House Bill Number 1. It was the only bill in the special session. It was reported favorably from the Rules Committee on the second legislative day and passed the House on the third legislative day by a 74-23 margin. Therefore, the fight would be in the Senate. The battle that took place in the Senate was the most fierce and most bitter witnessed in the old Capitol. Seldom in our history has there been such tension and drama. Throughout the session, the numbers remained the same. Wallace had about 18 loyal senators. His floor leaders needed 21 to invoke cloture on the debate. They never got them. The opposition senators were extremely capable. Most were legislative veterans who knew and used the rules to gain parliamentary advantage. Some of those opponents included Vaughn Hill Robinson of Montgomery, Bob Gilchrist of Hartsville, Larry Dumas of Birmingham, and John Tyson of Mobile. A good many of these senators were loyal to DeGraff and Reed. Wallace went to each of their districts and threatened every senator with losing road projects and other pet projects. They all remained steadfast. Finally, in late October 65, the 14th day of the session, Wallace realized he couldn't get the 21 votes he needed for a constitutional amendment. The state Senate thus denied him the opportunity to run for a second successive term. But at a price, no senator who opposed Wallace's legislation was reelected in 1966. Some of these senators chose not to run, but the ones who sought reelection were overwhelmingly defeated. Wallace ran his wife, Lurleen, as his proxy, and she won a landslide victory in 1966. Thank y'all for listening. We'll be right back.